Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. In today's competitive e-commerce world, marketing is key. Here now with some tips for promoting yourself and your business online and off is Stephanie Inge. She's an eBay certified business consultant, Dean of Virtual Education at virtualtrainingcamp.com. And she's known on eBay as top rated seller, Stephan Texas. Steph, besides handling out business cards, what is another way to market your business offline?
I like to start conversations wherever I go, and especially when they pertain to eBay, because that's one of my favorite topics. And the way this whole thing got started was I had a laptop cover designed that says, "Ask me about selling your items on eBay." And basically, it was just an icebreaker, kind of a billboard from a laptop. So when I'm working at a Starbucks or a local coffee shop, people will want to approach me and not just feel like they're being nosy.
That is a wonderful idea.
I like to get conversations started. And I like to bring my eBay coffee mug with me because that's just another advertisement for what I do. And of course, I sell my own things and I sell for others as well as teach eBay. So I think that's a perfect way for people to feel comfortable approaching me. So that's one of my favorite ways. And then other ways is when I go to the post office, which is not every single day, because thankfully they pick up from my house unless I have an international package. So when I'm in line at the post office, I use that time wisely instead of just sitting there playing Candy Crush or doing something else on my cell phone. I like to start conversations with people that are in line also, or sometimes they'll ask me, do you sell on eBay? What are all those packages? I see they're going, to here, there. And so it's all about developing relationships and conversations and kind of leading it in the right direction.
I love the idea of having a little sign on your, well, you said you had it designed for you, right? That says,
right.
Ask me about selling on eBay?
Yes. And of course, you can have anything you want printed on your laptop cover, and they have lots of different websites, so I'm not, here to promote one or the other. It was just a local person that I knew that had this business, so she designed mine for me, and it was right before, not last year's eBay conference, but year before last, because I wanted to take my new laptop with me to Vegas, and so everybody could see my new billboard. And it was, to me, it's been very effective, and it's just part of who I am. I've been on eBay for many years, and that's what I like to talk about.
Well, you've been on eBay for a long time, and by now you've had time to figure out all the social media platforms. What are the best ones for promoting your business?
Well, I have to start with Facebook, and not necessarily your personal page, but what I recommend is to create a Facebook page that mirrors your eBay store and then upload the eBay app right there on Facebook. And what it will do is create a custom tab that says View My eBay Store, and it automatically imports all your new listings as they appear or as you upload them into eBay. So it's constantly updating itself, and it's zero maintenance, and people can actually shop your eBay store right from Facebook. So that's the number one platform that I recommend. The second one is Pinterest. When you pin something, a picture from one of your eBay listings, it's considered a rich pin. And by rich pin, what that means is it automatically includes the price of that item, and it includes it in the Pinterest gift directory. And when your item expires, if someone were to double-click on that image, it will still take them back to your eBay store, but it will show that that auction is already ended. So it kind of takes care of itself, but it also gives you extra exposure to sell your item from your eBay store. The third would be Google Plus, and then the last one, I think that, in my opinion, is Twitter. It's a viable platform, but for eBay, it goes Facebook, Pinterest, Google Plus, and then Twitter.
That's interesting.
Google Plus, too, huh?
Yeah.
Google's so you, a big kahuna when it comes to search, so you got to consider Google Plus.
Because using Google Plus helps you show up in Google search rankings.
I do.
Yeah. What other methods do you use? You use a lot. I mean, and it helps that you're such an outgoing person, too. But when it
comes. Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, you should. You're a delight. You know that. What other.
Thank you, Chris. It's what I like to call claiming your virtual real estate. Many people may have already done this, but if you haven't, I would do it immediately, whether you're in a brick-and-mortar store or a virtual store on eBay or any other site. What you need to do is go to Google Plus Local and type in the name of your business and see if it appears. And if so, claim it. You'll have to prove that you actually own that business. And then when someone goes to Google Maps, like if they were anywhere near my neighborhood, it would show Steph in Texas. And, I mean, if you're afraid of predators or stalkers, you may not want to do this, but you could give them, like, an address three doors down if you didn't want to come knocking on your door, but it will show
somebody
what
somebody you don't like in the neighborhood.
The second
the
one,
gal that pissed me off last week.
Miss McGillicuddy down the road there. She's always screaming about my dog. I'll show her.
Yeah, exactly.
Give them one of your enemies' addresses and show up there and advertise that they're buying free puppies or something like that.
We're talking specifically about marketing.
And
today.
I thought Steph was such a nice lady.
Local is the first one. You got to claim your business there. Then Yelp, claim it there. Foursquare and Yahoo. If you have a meetup group like I do, and I know that many of your listeners also have meetup groups, you can actually claim your meetup group as well on these same platforms to give yourself maximum visibility.
We're talking about marketing of your eBay listings.
On and offline.
I'm talking about claiming your eBay store.
What about video?
Video is excellent, and a lot of people don't read. They have the attention span of a fruit fly. So videos work really well. You can actually demonstrate your product. Even if it's a 10-second video, let's pretend like it's an antique music box. I know it doesn't require any special know-how, but the fact that they can hear it and see it move is a big selling point, and you don't have to convince them that it works. They can actually see it with their own eyes. Or if it's, a fancy knife to use to chop vegetables or meats with, you can do a demo on a, cutting board with that. Or if they need to know how to use the product, do a how-to video. If the way you look on video, just, show the product and just narrate in the background. You don't have to show your face. But video is very powerful.
And more sellers are using it. Hey, Steph, what is the 80-20 rule, and how should it be implemented by eBay sellers?
Okay, the 80-20 rule is just a basic 80% of the time, if you are on social media, be talking about the types of products you sell or the eBay classes that you teach. Always offer helpful hints or information that would be useful to the reader, because that's what they're looking for most of the time, is something that's helpful. And if you establish yourself as a helpful person or an expert in your field, then if you every now and then post a link to something that you're selling, they're not going to look at you as just one of these spammers or in-your-face advertisers. So you want to have a perfect blend of 80% useful, helpful information and 20% advertisement or sales, which by that I mean links to one of your eBay listings or maybe one of your product reviews on eBay, which is another really, really cool tool that eBay provides everyone, you know, to use and establish yourself as an expert in your field.
Well, Stephanie, we can't wait to see you.
Well, I can't either. I'm counting the days, and I look forward to hugging everybody's neck.
And well, we can't wait.
Too.
To see you, Stephanie. Stephanie and I, of course, are talking about the eBay Radio Parting Conference taking place the 17th, 18th, and 19th of June at Bally's in Las Vegas. And, you know, we're sold out, sort of, because people are canceling, and then we put new people that are on the standby list. And I want you all to know that we're up to 286 this morning, but we've, you know, consulted with people who are on the standby list. Some of them said yes, some of them said no. So if you want to go to Vegas and you are not on our list and you want to go, feel free to go to ervegasstandby.com and just put your name up there. We may be calling you.
Thanks,
Stephanie.
Thanks, Steph. This segment was sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Up next, your phone calls here at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with your calls here on eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome, but you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.